अनेज दीकंग मनसु जबियो नैन देवा आपनवन पूर्व मरसत तद्ध्यावत अन्नानत्तेति तिष्ठत तस्मिन्नपो मातरिश्वा विधावत ददाति। द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ऑल्दो फिक्स्ड इन हिज अबोड इज मोर स्विफ्ट देन द माइंड एंड कैन ओवरकम ऑल अदर्स रनिंग। The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place he has control over those who supply the air and rain, he surpasses all in excellence. Matta paratara nasti kinchidasti dhananjaya. The Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, there is no one superior than me. That is the position of God. If somebody becomes superior than God, then he is not God. Nobody can be equal or superior to God. Therefore, God is great. Now here it is said that aneja dekanga manasu jabiyo, although fixed up in one place, still his speed is swifter than any speed. You can very well understand, just like the sun, when you walk, you will see the sun is fixed up in one place, but he is running with it. And you can increase your speed, still you cannot overcome. This is practical experience. Sometimes we run in airplane, train, and you see the sun, although fixed up from the starting point, but it is running in the same speed as you are in. So, this is a material thing, this sun. And what to speak of the Supreme Spirit? The speed of spirit is the greatest. Material speed, suppose you are here, you have go to India, and if you want to return India, and you take the most speedy aeroplane, still it will take at least 10 to 12 hours, 1,000 miles per hour speed. So you cannot reach India less than 10 to 12 hours. But you are sitting here, you can immediately, within a second, with your mind you can reach your home, within a second. Therefore, it is concluded that the speed of the mind is greater than the speed of this body or matter. Mind is subtler. Mind, ego, intelligence, they are also matter, but very subtle. And spirit soul is still subtler. Suppose if you are eligible to go back to Godhead, just after leaving your body, within a second you reach Goloka Vrindavan. Yes? Immediately. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunti. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That after leaving this body, Who? Janmakarma medibham jo janati tattata. One who knows God as He is. Dibyam, the God's or Krishna's name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, everything, absolute and spiritual. So one has to know this. We cannot compare that Krishna's body and my body, this body, material, is the same. That is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhijananti mangamurha. Those are fools, rascals. They deride at me, thinking me as ordinary human being. Just like there are atheist class, Mayavadi class. They think that they are as good as Krishna. Such foolish proposition. Our Krishna book will explain that we don't accept Krishna so cheaply. He has given evidences by His activities that He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, beginning from His birth, His appearance. So, His speed, His activities, there cannot be any comparison. That is the part of this verse. The personality God, although fixed in His, still He is fixed up. Goloka eva nivasati akila atma bhuta. He has nothing to do. Why He shall have anything to do? A rich man here in this material world, we see, he is sitting and his assistants, secretaries and workers, they are working for him. Even an ordinary rich man in this world, we see like that, he has nothing to do. But he has got to apply his brain, how things are going on. But Krishna is so happy that he has nothing to do. He's simply enjoying his Radharani. That's all. That is God. He has no business. He has no done how things are going on. No, it is by His energy. Just like nowadays in modern advancement time, civilization, one controller is sitting, is simply pressing one button and some huge machine is running. Similarly, Krishna's machines, energies are so perfect that simply by His will, therefore Krishna's another name is Satya Sankalpa. Whatever He deserves, that is to happen without any fail. That is called Satya Sankalpa. We can desire something, but it may not be. God said, let there be creation immediately. The huge cosmic manifestation is there. So in this way, when in the Vedas it is said that God has no hands, no legs, but He accepts the offerings. These things appear to be contradictory. That He has no hand, then how He accepts our offering? That is the Mayavad philosopher, they misunderstand and they think that God is impersonal. No. God is the Supreme Person. But His hands, His legs, not like us. Therefore the Veda says, Apani Pada. When it is said that He has no hand, no leg, that means He has no hand, no leg like us, like ours. What is the capacity of our hand? But his hand, he is although Golokarivani Vasati, he is in his abode. Whatever you are offering, he is accepting. It is not that the devotees are wasting time, they are worshipping something, an idol. The atheists think like that, idol worship. No. They do not know the power of God, that although he has nothing to do, although he is far, far away from us, he is still tadantike, tadduret. Just now the verse you have, antike, antike is, he is the nearest. And still he is far, far away. He is far, far away for the demons, for the atheists, but he is nearest to the devotee. So, although these things are contradictory, but they are possible. Achintya. Therefore, God's power is achintya. Achintya means you cannot conceive. But it is understood by the devotee because God explains to him, it is like this, promise. It is not to the non-devotee. To the non-devotee, he never exposes himself. Therefore, they are impersonalist, atheist, voidist, because God is not exposed to them. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Nāhaṁ prakāsa saravasya. I am not exposed to everyone. Jūgumāyā samāpritaḥ. There is very ordinary things you can... Suppose if you want to see the president. Oh, you cannot see. If you are ordinary man, you cannot see. He is not exposed to the ordinary man. There must be some arrangement. Or you must be qualified to see him. Similarly, to see God, to understand God, you require qualification. But the qualification, what is the qualification? It is very simple and very cheap. What is that? Laulam ekam. Simply you should be mad after God. That's all. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, he was mad. He was falling down on the sea. Where is God? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Vipralam. So, if you enhance your eagerness, then you enhance your eagerness. One time, 1%, and he is approaching you, 10%. So that eagerness, laulam, is very difficult to obtain. Now janma koti vi sukriti, even after many, many births, accumulation of pious activities, you cannot have this laulam. But you can have it if you like it. That is the little independence we have got. If you actually eager to have Krishna, then you will have it. If you have got still any desire that I shall enjoy this material world, at the same time I shall have personal touch with God, then it will be. Sarvapādhi vinirmuktam. One has to be free from all material contamination. Tatparatena nirmalam. One has to become purified in Krishna consciousness. So that purification process is devotional service. The more you become purified, more you realize God. Thank you.